Welcome back to our podcast. Our podcast is entitled We Go For It. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Well, thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. Today is Sunday. It's March 24th, and we're on episode 91. And our wish of the day for me, for you, for all the people that I care about is, may you discover your real self and progressively free yourself from the compulsions of conformity. Now, what are we talking about that? Now, I put in there in the quote the word progressively because it's a reconditioning of sorts. And this message is for just about everybody. Very few people are educated by parents or the educational system to not conform. There's a very strong pressure to conform to certain types of behavior. And please don't get me wrong. Conforming in many cases is the right way to go. You want to follow the law. You want to follow social mores. You want to respect people. You want to do the right things by others. And there are many rules and laws and ways of behaving that we should conform to. However, there are certain aspects of conformity where maybe we want to take a step back and ask ourselves, do I really want to do it this way? Do I want to live my life this way? What is influencing my decision? And so when we go to that, we're talking progressively because, as I said, it's a reconditioning of sorts. It took us a lifetime to get to where we are, a whole lifetime, regardless of your age. And it'll take some focused effort over time to change this or to, how could I say, behave differently and maybe not conform as much as we've been doing, and start to follow that voice inside that tells us the way to go. You see, I heard a long time ago from Earl Nightingale in one of his recordings back in the 60s. I didn't listen to it in the 60s. I listened to it about 20 years ago. And he said that the opposite of courage is not cowardice, but conformity. And I'd have to agree with him. You see, it takes a lot of courage to follow the beat of your own drum, to do what you know to be the right thing to do based on your own reasons, on your own interests, on your own variables. And it does take quite a bit of courage to do it. And I believe that many of us don't, because the pressure can be quite strong. The pressure to conform, the pressure to do the right thing, quote unquote. Now, the hard work that I mentioned before, the hard work you're going to have to put in, the heavy lifting, is that of thinking. Now, that's the hardest work we'll ever do. It's the hard thinking is the hardest work we'll ever do. And it's also the most important and beneficial to us and to those whom we serve. Thinking. What does it mean to think? Well, to think is to entertain an idea, to take a look at it, to analyze it, to reflect on it, to see if it's an idea that will alter, change, improve the end result. That's thinking. A lot of us don't spend enough time thinking, or we think that we're thinking, and actually what we're doing is we're playing old pictures in our minds. Lots of memories, lots of fixed and conditioned ways of thinking. We're not engaged in real thinking, and it's a lot of work. It is heavy lifting, and it can be very tiring work. However, it is absolutely the most rewarding work you'll ever do. Now, one thing that's important to remember is that you cannot think two thoughts at the same time. And if you are aware of the pressure and trying to conform to fit in, well, then you're not thinking anything else. You're thinking about how you can fit in. You're thinking about conforming. You're maybe rationalizing in order to accept certain behavior that maybe you don't really want, but hey, that's the way we do it. And therefore, I'm going to follow that as well. So when you're thinking that, you cannot be thinking about, well, what do I really want to do? And, you know, you have to make a decision. And this is a decision that we must be making all the time. It is a hard decision. These are hard things to do. But just because they're hard, just because they're difficult, doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. Just the opposite. It's like, you know, working out. I've heard that you have to work out like, you know, I don't know, every day, every other day, 5 days a week, whatever. It's not easy. It's hard work. But once you do it and you get into that flow, you start to feel the benefits. So you have to make a decision about what you're going to think about the majority of the time. What will you think about the majority of the time? And how will you think about it the majority of the time? What we're trying to say basically is, what will your mental ruling state be? What will it be? Will it be one of conformity, where you basically just accept what comes down the pipe? Or will you question things? Will you develop your critical thinking and start to say, wait a minute, hold on. Is this really in my interest? Is this something that's actually going to help me? Please don't mistake what I'm saying. And please remember, we want to play by the rules, but we can do it in our own unique way. As was said many, many years ago, listen to the quiet voice within that tells you the way to go. And never, never, ever lose that voice, please. And as we part ways in today's short episode, I share my sincere wish with you. May you discover your real self and progressively free yourself from the compulsions of conformity. And as part of that process, there are a number of steps we can follow, steps that will lead you to progressively better steps, and here they are. Study. Study leads to understanding. Understanding leads to faith. Faith leads to well-being. Well-being leads to expression. Expression leads to acceleration. Why? Because we're at ease. In other words, calm down and speed up. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.